Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Have you ever wondered why the holiday is called Passover? Sure, in the 10th plague, God passed over the houses of the Israelites, sparing them from the plague of the firstborn killings. But that's just one of the many miracles in the Exodus story. Why not call the holiday after the miracle of the sea parting? Or call it Exodus, which captures the whole story. Why Passover? Well, maybe, my friends, the message is in the following. All year long, we talk about the changes we'd like to make in our lives, becoming more patient or less angry, making more time for prayer and Bible study. Maybe we'd like to make a major lifestyle change. All year long, we talk and we think and we deliberate and we plan. Maybe the message of Passover is that it's time to pass over all of the thinking and skip right to the doing. It's time to change.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. And if you'd like to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for the Jewish people, you can record your prayer on the Fellowship's prayer line at 888-241-IFCJ. That's 888-241-IFCJ. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.